Welcome, everyone. My name is Kellen Wagner Ramsdell. I'm the manager of Arete's threat intelligence team, and I'm joined today by my senior threat intelligence consultant, Trenton Howard, and the senior threat intelligence analyst, Dan Cronin. The threat intelligence team at Arete is responsible for performing attribution on every ransomware and extortion engagement Arete works. This means we are the team responsible for looking at all aspects of adversaries in cyberspace to understand their operations and learn about what they are doing so we can help victims defend themselves and respond better. In today's podcast, we'll be focused on 2025 January stats and data. We will see which threat actors were the most active in January and how their use of various tools, exploit, and malware enabled their attacks against victims. We will dive deep into some of the top and emerging groups and understand the upcoming risks to victims. With that, I'll turn to the team.
Yeah, looking back over January at the top threat actors that we saw, yet again, Akira dominated the threat landscape. It was what we have seen, for the back half of 2024, what we're seeing so far in 2025 as well. So looking at it, Akira was actually responsible for almost 20% of all threat actor activity throughout January, with number two and number three being Fog and Ransom Hub, respectively. Interesting enough is that Akira and Fog are actually a clustered threat actor. So when you look at them combined, it was actually 41% of our January engagements. That's getting back up to kind of back in the day Lockbit Alf Black Cat numbers of what we were seeing from a single threat actor. So interesting to continue tracking that and seeing if Fog and Akira continue to dominate the threat landscape moving forward. So looking at these statistics from Q4 of 2024, these were the top three ransomware groups that we saw then. So with this remaining the same in the first month of 2025, it's a pretty good indication that we're going to continue seeing this, at least throughout Q1 of 2025.
The thing I find most interesting about Akira continuing to dominate in our engagements at Arete is that they actually aren't the most active threat actor when we look at data leak site postings in January, which really shows that so much of the ransomware and extortion victim landscape isn't captured by what's happening in data leak sites. And in fact, the group that was most active in data leak sites in January was actually CLOP, which, Dan, I think you have more on that threat actor.
So CLOP threat group kept busy for the month of January. As a quick recap, back in December, we reported threat actors exploiting the vulnerability in Clio's managed file transfer software, specifically Clio Lexicon, DLT Trader, and Harmony. Clio is software that's used by more than 4,000 organizations worldwide. And what vulnerability did was allow threat actors unrestricted file uploads and downloads. This was exacerbated by the fact that the patch they initially released was incomplete. So unfortunately for individuals using the software, they weren't able to fix the issue, leaving them exposed much longer than they probably should have been. The two threat groups that exploited it were reported to be CLOP and Termite, but CLOP by far had the larger impact. Since they've claimed to have breached that software vulnerability, they've been just releasing names of victims on their data leak site, and they've been releasing quite a bit. This started in December, but they actually full-on posted names and data in the month of January. At the moment, we're not really sure how large of a breach this is and how many victims were impacted. Most recently, CLOP has published the data of about 100 victims and have released the names of an additional 50 victims. And one of the recent message posts says the next list will be published next week, leading us to assume that this is something that's going to be ongoing for the foreseeable future. The victims appear to be in alphabetical order. And unfortunately, right now, it seems we're between A and E. So we've got F through Z coming, leading us to believe that there's probably going to be a lot more victims published in the coming weeks and months. As far as CLOP, this is pretty much par for the course for this threat group. This is kind of their thing. They'll do one big attack that affects a lot of different companies and organizations. and that their main focus. Last year, it was the MoveIt transfer platform that they breached that, again, led to data leaked of dozens of victims. So much so that last year, they stood up a torrent site for quicker downloads. It's something that this group is very much known for. They're also known to stretch out leaking victim data. Arete's observed Klopp for one engagement victim, posting data in parts over an entire span of 7 months. So the group is patient and they do these big data theft grabs, and that's kind of a thing. But enough about Klopp. Other than Cleo, Kellen, what other vulnerabilities were exploited by threat actors in January?
Thanks, Dan. Yeah, January was a return to the old times, I'd say, a little bit after several months where we saw a lot of credential-based initial access, where a lot of January was vulnerability-based initial access. Newcomers to the vulnerability exploits in January included a Fortinet firewall authentication bypass vulnerability tracked as CVE-2024-55591. Fortinet denies it was a zero day. They claimed they had a patch out for it, was exploited, but a lot of researchers are disagreeing and saying we saw threat actors exploit it first. Interestingly, at the beginning of February, Fortinet then updated that to include a second vulnerability we're seeing exploited in that same chain of activity. That one is CVE-2025-24472. So this combination of vulnerabilities and Fortinet firewalls is driving several threat actors as they resume their operation after taking their holiday at the beginning of January. Most concerningly, we see RansomHub exploiting this. RansomHub is tracked as one of the largest ransomware as a service groups right now. They work with several clusters of actors who are going to operate and exploit victims. And they're really the ones driving that Fortinet exploit, although we have seen several other threat actors exploit that vulnerability. Not to be outdone, though, our old favorite for the last few months, the Sonic Wall vulnerability, CVE-2024-40766 in their SSL VPN product, that continues to be the gift that keeps on giving to Akira and Fog primarily, but we see several other threat actors exploit it. We saw that continue through January. We've been seeing it since the vulnerability was disclosed back in October. It continues to be very successful. On the off chance it's not successful, we do actually know as of the beginning of February, we are now seeing a second SonicWall SSL VPN vulnerability with a public exploit. So we're looking to SonicWall to continue to drive intrusions in the first couple months of 2025. And then another vulnerability that appeared midway through January, where we started to see threat actors exploit it, was a flaw in the Simple Help Remote Monitoring and Management, RMM software. Now, we've seen threat actors use Simple Help a lot. Once they get into the victim environment, they tend to download it. It's one of the more common RMMs downloaded by threat actors to enable their access into the victim environment. But this time, we're seeing threat actors exploit vulnerabilities in the software where victims already use it in the course of their operations. There's a trio of vulnerabilities in the Simple Help RMM tool, which is driving this exploits. And we haven't confirmed which threat actors. We do have suspicion that this vulnerability is being exploited by the Medusa ransomware group. What we can confirm of this exploit is it's leading to the download and installation of Sliver. Now, this is an open source command and control framework published on GitHub that some threat actors are using to maintain that access into victim environment and control their activities, right? So this is a tool that we saw threat actors increasingly adopt as more Cobalt Strike enforcement started to happen. So Sliver's coming in as that Cobalt Strike replacement, and this Simple Help flaw right now is leading to broader adoption of that vulnerability by threat actors. Overall, in January, we saw a lot of vulnerabilities drive threat actor actions, but we also saw a lot of threat actors take a break. It was a lower volume month, Klopp with the rare exception there, and Akira maintaining their active operations. But as we look forward through February and through the first quarter of 2025, we expect vulnerabilities will continue to be a core driver, and we expect that we'll continue to see Klopp post, and Akira will continue to top the charts from threats. With that, thank you for joining us this month as we discussed our stats from January intrusions. If you found today's episode valuable, hit the follow button on Spotify to catch new episodes packed with expert insights and actionable advice. Alongside Cyber Campfire, This channel also features our monthly Bites of Insights, where Vinny's Decor discusses various topics, from cyber solutions to emerging and ongoing trends. For more on Arete's solutions and our mission to create a world free from cyber extortion, visit us at areteir.com. If you'd like to connect or have questions, contact our marketing team at marketing@areteir.com. For immediate support with an active cyber incident, please contact us at arete911@areteir.com. Arete's annual 2024 Crimer Report will be releasing sometime in March. Please check our show notes for more information. Until next time, stay safe and secure.